This goes to Dr. Alexander Power, P-O-W-E-R, fax 989-775-1640, regarding Kenneth Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N, date of birth April 14th of 1951. Dear Dr. Power, this is a consultation for Mr. Burton for evaluation of rapidly increasing creatinine levels starting in August of 2023. The creatinine levels were mildly elevated in 2020 and also 2021, but in August they were higher than expected. Again in September, in December they were worse again, and then just recently they've gotten even higher. The most recent level is 129 of 24. Creatinine is 2.07. Estimated GFR is 33. 12.8 of 23. Creatinine 1.72. GFR 42. 8.31 of 23. The creatinine 1.62. GFR 45. 118.21. Creatinine 1.4. GFR 50. And 11.12. 2020. Creatinine 1.3. GFR 50. The patient has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease currently. He reports that there is minimal urine output or a slow urinary flow, but no nocturia. He feels like he's able to empty his bladder very well. He does drink adequate amounts of fluid and feels like he empties his bladder very regularly during the daytime. Generally, he drinks water, black tea, and some Diet Coke, he reports. He currently has no headache or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No diarrhea, but he does have constipation without blood or melena. The urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And minimal edema of the lower extremity with decreased sensation in both feet and ankle areas. He does have chronic low back pain also. Past medical history is significant for long-standing hypertension. He's had it since he was in high school. He was unable to get into the military because of high blood pressure, but wasn't treated for at least 10 more years. He's had a myocardial infarction, and he has known coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, and he actually started insulin in 1992. Before that, he had been on metformin. He has obstructive sleep apnea with using a CPAP device, intermittent paroxysmal vertigo, diabetic retinopathy, allergic rhinitis, low back pain, diabetic neuropathy. He's had one kidney stone many years ago that passed spontaneously. He's not sure of the type as that was never retrieved for analysis, and constipation. Past surgical history, he's had colonoscopy, which was difficult to complete, so they did a Cologuard, and that was normal. He's had multiple cardiac catheterizations, with five total stents have been placed during those cardiac catheterizations. None for several years, though. He's had laser procedures for diabetic retinopathy and bleeding in the eyes also several years ago. Social history, he was a very heavy smoker, until he quit smoking about 25 years ago. He smoked up to 3 packs a day. He occasionally consumes alcohol but denies illicit drug use. He's married, lives with his wife, and he is retired. Family history, sister is deceased from rectal carcinoma. Also, coronary artery disease is significant, diabetes, hypertension, stroke. His mother had renal failure, and sister had muscular dystrophy. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to Lasix, that gave him a severe rash. Brilinta, B-R-I-L-I-N-T-A, caused severe shortness of breath. Beta blockers cause severe bradycardia. Medications, he takes regular insulin twice a day to scale, glargine insulin, 75 units once daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Hyzar is 100/25 one daily, clonidine 0.2 milligram twice a day, Crestor 20 milligram at bedtime, Norvasc 10 milligram at bedtime, Senna 1 daily for constipation, Farxiga, Farxiga, he started 5 milligram daily 1 year ago, and about 6 months ago that was increased to 10 milligram once a day. Vitamin D3 has been stopped. No, actually, vitamin D3, 2,000 units once daily, vitamin B12 daily, vitamin B6 daily, and Zyrtec 10 milligram daily. He does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height is 6'0", weight 285 pounds, pulse 72 and regular, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150/60. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, lungs are diminished with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rales, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, extremities, no edema, he has decreased sensation in both feet, pedal pulses are 2+, and capillary refill is 1 to 2 seconds bilaterally. And labs and diagnostic studies, most recent labs were done 129 of 24, creatinine was 2.07, which is higher than previous levels and higher than expected. Albumin 4.1, calcium is 9.3, sodium 139, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 29, phosphorus 4.6, intact parathyroid hormone 167.5, hemoglobin 14.9 with normal white count, normal platelets, urinalysis negative for blood, and 1+ protein is noted. His last hemoglobin A1C was done 8/31 of 23. It was 8.5. And 12/8 of 23, the microalbumin to creatinine ratio is elevated at 582. The patient had a transthoracic echocardiogram done 131 of 24. That showed an ejection fraction of 61%. He had a mildly hypertrophied left ventricle with normal systolic function, no significant valvular dysfunction. And it was compared to a previous echo of 924 of 21 without any significant changes. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with progressive worsening of creatinine. Also diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. We are scheduling the patient for kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan and renal artery Doppler studies. If the patient has prostate dysfunction or possibly neuropathy of the bladder secondary to diabetes, those are things we can make have a urology referral to help with. We also want a renal artery Doppler study to rule out renal artery stenosis as the cause of the worsening renal function, as that also can be treated quickly. We do want him to have lab studies done monthly, and we are going to check a protein to creatinine ratio with these next labs, BNP level, and also continuing to check his parathyroid hormone monthly as the initial one was elevated. And he's going to avoid all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. We've encouraged excellent blood sugar control as well as blood pressure control. and we're going to have a follow-up visit with him in the next 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.